Chapter 4, The End of the Word. Properties of inflectional and derivational suffixation, ordering of the two within a word, why there can be no such thing as the longest word in the language. Day 16. Curiosity, yes. Furiosity, no.
While dipping into Alice in Wonderland as part of a class project the other day, I was struck by some adjective stuff that I never paid much attention to before.
And?
I'm trying to remember. Oh yeah, words like curious, serious, notorious, and, furious.
What about them, Patrick?
Well, if you want to turn them into, things...
I guess you mean the corresponding noun.
Whatever. What I'm trying to say is the adjectives all end in O-U-S, but your noun forms are all different.
How so?
Okay. You got the adjective curious and the noun curiosity, right?
Yep.
But along with serious, we don't have seriosity, and with furious, we don't have furiosity, do we?
Certainly not. But what do we have?
Seriousness and fury.
And what about the adjective notorious? Do you want nouns like notoriosity?
Ugh. It would be notoriety. So they're all different.
The ones you picked are, Patrick. But try some more. What's the noun form for anxious?
I guess it's anxiety, like notoriety.
And conscious?
Consciousness, like seriousness.
Okay. Now think again about the adjective furious and the noun fury. Which comes from which?
It's obvious. From fury, we get furious.
So would there be any reason to create a noun, furiosity, from the adjective furious, analogous to curiosity from curious?
No. I get it, Marta. There's no furiosity because fury already exists. And we do need something like curiosity because there's no noun curie.
Now you're cooking. But why curiosity? Why not curiousness, like seriousness?
But curiousness doesn't sound bad at all.
Nice observation. There's really nothing wrong with curiousness. It's just that curiosity has been in use for a long time. These endings are all suffixes, and the N-E-S-S suffix is actually very productive. You can use it quite freely in forming nouns from adjectives, like the familiar happy, happiness, kind, kindness, and so on. But you can also create your own. What would you call the quality of being nice?
Niceness?
Why not? So what have we been looking at? Take the suffixes N-E-S-S and I-T-Y. What are they actually doing?
What do you mean?
What's the part of speech of, say, serious and curious?
Oh, you mean like they're adjectives?
Yes. And seriousness and curiosity?
They're nouns, of course.
So what do the suffixes N-E-S-S and I-T-Y do?
They change adjectives into nouns, obviously.
Phew! Now go back to your original observation. Can you conclude anything from even just these few suffixes that we've been talking about? Is it possible to determine from the form of the stem what suffix it takes?
I guess not, Marta.
Right. Now you've learned something.